if I had a hammer in the morning, a hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Now, I know it's not your job to sit around and think about how to properly use a hammer, but it's ours. That's part of the trade industry, and that's what we do. We're going to go through in the next segment all the different trades that rely on all the different types of hammers. But for the most part, the swing is done fairly the same when you're talking about driving. That doesn't apply to chiseling or when you're doing any kind of hammer that requires a mallet. But when we're talking driving nails, there's a lot of mistakes that are very commonly seen. Number one, how you hold it. Do not choke up on your hammer. That is the perfect sign that says, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I want to be here as long as I possibly can and take as many possible swings to drive this nail into this piece of wood. You hold the handle at the very end of the hammer. I mean, you could leave just a little bit overlipping the heel of your thumb, but you don't want much, and you don't want to hold it too tight. Sure, you don't want it flying out of your hand. As you're in the swinging motion, the weight of the hammer and the centrifugal force isn't going to fly out of your hand unless it's sweaty or you're just being reckless. So you don't want to over squeeze because that's going to wear out your forearm really quick. Number two, don't use two hands. You can switch hands if one gets tired, but you never use two hands in one if you're doing a standard nail. And there'd be cases you could use two hands for sledgehammers and larger hammers like that. But just your hammer and nail, don't use two hands. Now, here's the biggest one we see is how to hold the nail. So many people, you grab the very end of the nail, the very strike edge, the very point, and they hold it onto the wood surface, and then they hit the head of the hammer. That's the wrong thing you want to do. It makes sense. You think, oh, if I miss, I'm going to put my finger as far away as I can make it. But here's what happens. If you put your fingers against the solid edge, you swing your hammer, you miss that head, and you hit your hammers, having your fingers already directly against that solid surface hurts a whole heck of a lot more than if you would hold the nail just underneath the head of the hammer and start your typing method that way. That way, if you miss and you hit your fingers, you've got an inch, if not more, depending on the size of nail, of buffer between your finger and the solid wood that you're not going to directly smash the head of the hammer onto your finger against this hard material. So hold your fingers up towards the head. Tapping motion, not a big deal. All you're trying to do is set your nail. Once your nail's set, and I like to go at least twice the depth of the point. You know, the nail is a round shaft and there's a point that it's cut into it. For it to be good and solid, I like to tap it twice as deep as the point is. If you do it with just the point, if you hit it slightly off, it is so unforgiving that the nail often shoots out. So set it a little deeper than the point, if not twice as deep. As you perfect it and move along, you can set it shallower and shallower. Now, it takes, they say, the expert, 18,000 repetitions to become an expert at something. If you did four nails per stud, two on the top and two on the bottom, that would take 4,500 studs before you became an expert. So if you did 100 studs a day in 45 days, you could be an expert hammer swinger. Now, here's the critical part. Do not move your shoulder or your wrist. So many people, they just tap it with their wrist and they don't move their elbow, or they bring their shoulder all the way up and all the way down, all the way up, all the way down. You don't want a wide range of vertical movement on your elbow, but you want to extend your forearm from your elbow back and forth. Use your wrist and shoulder in the slightest amount, but the main force comes from the elbow through your forearm and slightly at the end on your wrist. That's your proper motion. If your shoulder starts getting sore, you're not using your right muscles. If your wrist is getting sore, you're not moving your right muscles. If you start to feel it in your forearm, that's your right muscle for the hammer motion. It's not brute force of the person that is most critical in sinking the nail. It's the momentum of the heavy metal head on top of the hammer coming down. That's what does the work, not your body. You do the proper motion right, most of the work is going to be done by the hammer and not the driving force of your arm. Finally, watch the head of the nail. Nothing else in your world exists while you're swinging a hammer but the very head of the nail you're trying to sink. The way a hammer is designed, it should have a little bit of a curvature on it so that when you finally drive the head of the nail flush with the surface, it should actually push the nail just below the surface of the material. That holds it in tight and keeps it from backing out. A couple things to watch for. If you end up with a lot of split wood, there's a couple things going on here. It's either too dry or the nail you're using is too big for the wood you're working with. You can blunt your nail, and that's where you turn it upside down, put the head down, and you hit the point of the nail, and that flattens it. That will then splinter the threads instead of bending the threads of the wood and can prevent your wood from splitting. You could also get a drill out and pre-drill, but that takes a long time. What a lot of the old-time carpenters used to do is they would take their wood-handled hammer, core it out and fill it with beeswax, and they would take their nail, run it into the beeswax, and that would help slide the nail into the wood on drier wood. Something Rosie taught me, take that nail and rub it on your skin. The oils from your faces will also help drive that nail smoothly. But just be warned, you're going to end up with lots of metal material and discoloration on your face that you'll have to get washed off later. All right, when we get back, we're going to go into all the different types of hammers that are available on the market and all the different trades that rely on the hammer.